Okay, this is to demonstrate the quadratic program. I have a new version of the calculator that will read the answers as they come up. This will be available by November 20th, but you're going to get a view of it right here. I'll explain the difference between the pre-November 20th release and the post-November 20th release once I run the program. This program will be, or the upgrade will be free. So if you have a calculator, you can just download the upgrade. But for now, I'm just going to demonstrate this and tell you what the difference is. So the quadratic function I'm going to be using is x squared minus 5x plus 6 equals 0. And the form is ax squared plus bx plus c equals 0. So those are the variables. So a would be equal to 1, b would be equal to a negative 5, and c would be equal to 6 in this problem. Once I input the values, it should give me the results that I expect. So first thing I'm going to do is turn the calculator on.
Press the second function key 3 times to enter help mode. Press Alt F1 to F4 to locate
shortcut menu. Stop it from talking. We'll make sure we're on the home screen.
Clear. Home screen.
Okay, now what I'm going to do is press the program key to get into programs.
Program. Execution menu. FAD.
And what it says is FAB. That's a program I've been working on for fun. I'll arrow down.
Quadrat.
Quadrat. Quadrat is the quadratic equation program. This is actually the program I downloaded off the web. I have a modified version of this to work with a pre-release November 20 of 2013, but I'm going to actually use the version I downloaded because it should work just fine with this new release. So I'm going to hit enter on quadrat.
Program quadrat.
And it says program quadrat. That's it starting up, and I'm going to hit enter again.
X squared plus bx plus c equals 0. Equals question mark.
And so it pretty much said what I said at the beginning, ax squared plus bx plus c equals 0. And then it asked me a question mark. So it wants to know what the a value is. In this problem, I'm going to give it 1.
1.
And press enter.
B equals question mark.
And it says b equals question mark. And I'll give it a minus down here. Well, I guess it'd be the negative sign, which is below the 3.
Minus.
And then I'll press 5.
5.
And I'll press enter.
C equals question mark.
And then it wants C, so I will give it 6.
6.
And press enter. And it should give me the values. On the current release before November 20th, it won't say anything. It'll just say done. And it'll say TI-84 has went into pause state. We no longer have to do that. We can use the original program. And here's what it says when I use the original program. I'll press enter.
32. Done.
It says 32, done. What it did, well, what happened was the screen reader read 3 and 2 together, so it said 32. If I review the screen, which I can do.
Done. 2. 3.
It has them separately. And that is a bug we'll work on, but it gives you the answers, and you can review it. If you would have run this program with the original release, it would have just said, done, TI has entered pause state. Then you could still review it just like I did, and it would say 3 and 2, and you'd still get the answers. So either way, you get the correct answers. So that's pretty much how to use the quadratic program.